SBS Radio.
Well, today's society is so fast-paced, and the trend of eating out is sweeping the country or ordering in. Can people still achieve a healthy lifestyle through this practice?
Absolutely, and it's important to understand and design your life, especially a healthy lifestyle, around our society. I think it's become so fast-paced, and you know, people get home late, they're working longer hours than ever before. We've got a heap of health issues. If we can understand and get educated around how to structure your foods or your meals, right, then it'll allow you to get the most out of eating, right? When you're out and about, whether it's at a cafe or a restaurant, or for that matter, you know, obviously ordering in. Once you know that structure, then getting a balance, where the majority of that balance, 80% of the time, is around a healthy lifestyle, and 20% of the time, you're enjoying life. You know, something like a pizza every now and again will not hurt yourself when the balance is right. As a holistic approach, meaning you're training, you're sleeping well, you're getting enough hydration, you've eliminated as much stress out of your life as you possibly can. Those little examples hopefully sort of give you an idea about the holistic approach I'm talking about.
What should people then look for when ordering out?
I think the biggest thing, some form of protein. We want to maintain, and especially if you're going out to the gym, and build lean muscle mass, more muscle, less body fat. Less body fat, less centimetres, less health issues. The correlation there alone is geared around health. And once you sort of take that unhealthy lifestyle practice or thought process around, I'm going to restrict myself and learn how to structure your meals right, then all of a sudden you're able to eat a lot more foods and, more importantly, get the results you want. Carbohydrate-wise, make sure you obviously include a high-energy carbohydrate. First thing in the morning for breakfast or within 40 minutes of a workout. So that'd be the biggest tip around trying to minimise your body fat to improve your health. Low-energy carbs such as fruit and veg, you can eat any time of the day. So make sure you try and include those into each of your meals. And I'd recommend trying to get at least 5 different coloured vegetables into each main meal to allow you to get the most out of your energy. And lastly, you want a good fat, something like an olive oil sprinkled over your salad, as an example, would be a great source to obviously allow you to get the right amount of fats into your daily diet.
Yeah, so does it mean not eating anything that may be deemed bad?
No, I think that's the biggest misconception and perception that's going around in society. We tend to, I'm going to lose weight, so now what I'll do is I'll restrict myself from having a pizza for the next 6 weeks or next 3 months. And at the end of that, all they're thinking about is binging. Whereas if you put yourself in a position where you learn to eat a well-balanced diet, meaning, you know, on a Friday night, while you're watching the football, you grab yourself a pizza. And then from that point on, the rest of the week, you're obviously eating around a healthy lifestyle structure set up by a nutritionist or a dietitian. Then it's easy for yourself to maintain and sustain that. And that's the most important thing I'd pass on to everybody listening.
So what's your thoughts on the preparation of meals versus eating out when it comes to losing weight?
I think the most important thing is it has to be structured to suit the individual, meaning there's no point in that person starting something that they cannot sustain and maintain. So if you work long hours and you're trying to prep your meals and you've still got paperwork to do when you get home and you're getting up at 4 in the morning, getting home at 9 p.m. at night, it's very unrealistic. And that means that you only fall over, create failure in your life, and more than likely you're going to feel inadequate or not good about yourself, even though you're trying to be good about what you're trying to achieve. Whereas if you obviously learn a structure that you could actually then gear it towards eating outright, then more than likely, based around that individual I just spoke about, they're going to create more happiness, and more happiness is a good thing in life.
What about coffee? Is that a bad thing when it comes to a healthy lifestyle? Because we all have coffee, some 4, 5, 6 coffees a day.
And that's probably, depending on what types of coffee, if you had 4, 5, 6 coffees a day, if you had a short black as an example, The only issue you'd have then would probably be your sleep or trying to sleep versus, you know, if you had something like a skim mocha six times a day, then that would impact the amount of body fat you carry. And any time you increase your body fat, you increase your chances of illness or disease. So that would be my biggest recommendation. Make sure you understand what you're putting into your body. Something like Starbucks, as an example, has the amount of calories you're putting in there. And that gives you a great example. Times that by six, and all of a sudden you can see how much you, if you make that comparison of how long it takes to burn off through running, which you can do via Google, it'll show you, obviously, and put you in a position where you start to be educated around how long that actual coffee would take you to burn off. And all of a sudden it's a bit of an eye-opener. Balance is key, and understanding that the balance can't be too far towards the bad side.
Yeah, so that's good to know about the coffee. But yeah, before I let you go, can you give us three tips when eating out that will benefit our health?
My first tip, try to create a healthy mindset and outlook on a balanced lifestyle. When you don't, it creates a bad relationship with foods, and all you're doing is putting pressure on yourself to a point where it becomes too hard, and then you fall over and give up. Second one I'd give, learn from a nutritionist or dietitian who's done it for a long period of time, who can structure it around you as an individual, because that's the most important. We're all totally different. We all love different things. You might like beef. I might like chicken. I might not like even like chicken. So finding what works for yourself is one of the most important things, and getting the professional's help is highly recommended. Lastly, if you are going to drink, make sure you sort of find a balance somewhere on the back end of that. A lot of the times, and when I say eating out, right, we tend to indulge when we're at a party. If for me personally, I try and eat before I go out. So I'll eat a dinner before I do go out. Once I get to a party or function, as an example, on an event, I therefore won't eat as much whilst I'm there, and more than likely, because you can't control what's served up, it comes out packed full of stuff that tastes good, but obviously sweet on the lips, big on the hips. So make sure you're making the right choices.
Yeah, that's how. Can you say again that big on the legs and
sweet on the lips, big on the hips?
Oh, that's one that I'll jot down and remember all the time.
Enjoy the balance, but get that balance right, you know. And that's the most. If you don't understand what that looks like, and you don't have the professional help to put that structure in place, and you as an individual, you will to and fro over years and years of trying, and that then builds up frustration for yourself. So important.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.